This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong.
And Frank, here's a random idea to bring out the blues. You're talking about local celebs looking for different names to throw out there. What about Jason Tatum?
Ooh, that would be nice.
Bradley Beal, Jason Tatum. I'm not sure how often those guys are back, but St. Louis names. If we're betting a milkshake here without a cherry on top, we're saving Steak and Shake money. We're betting a milkshake. Will Ozzie Smith be in the building tonight?
I would guess yes, Ozzie, because I think I had a little conversation with Orlando, and I don't think that is working out for this game. So you got two games here, so.
Do you like my idea that whoever does the introduction or the – you can't open the door because that's directly what the Sharks are doing. Don't you have to alter it a little bit, or you just do the same thing?
I don't know how they do that, but
– don't you want to hear them? I want the PA – I want them to have the mic in their hand at least for, 20
seconds.
And
just give it to one Let's Go Blues.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Little Let's Go Blues. And then when it's Mike Shannon, he just has no script, does whatever he wants.
That would be great.
So game three tonight, game four Friday night, Enterprise Center, and you could walk there from here. We're at Maggie O'Brien's. Don't forget, giving away those tickets to tonight's game. We had all of our entrants from yesterday at Maggie O'Brien's Sunset Hills. We're downtown, right on Market. Come by. And then, Rock, what do we do? At 3 o'clock, we'll announce the winner going to tonight's game. So if you registered, hey, you got a shot, just make sure you're available. There's no way we're calling somebody and they're going to say, I can't go to the game. That's just not happening.
Gatesworth sponsors this segment, Finest in Senior Living, 170 Delmar, 1 McKnight Place. If you get a chance, check it out. It's where you'd love to have your mom or dad or grandma and grandpa spend the sunset of their lives. There's no doubt about it. One of the best. Also one of the best, the Bomarito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, look no further than Bomarito.com. Go through their extensive inventory of new cars and pre-owned cars and see if they don't have the right car for you. They sell over 30,000 cars a year, 20 new car locations, 10 pre-owned car locations. They've just brought out these sweet potato fries. I used to think that Pappy's had the best sweet potato fries in St. Louis. We have a new heavyweight champion.
If you could only have one food item, Frank, at Maggie O'Brien's, it's the end of the world.
Hit the bell back in the studio, Plowsy. The fight's over.
Are you going Reuben rolls?
Yeah, I'd go Reuben roll, yeah. That hot corned beef, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut.
I got to say, the pizza, kind of a sleeper pick.
Yeah.
The Irish joint, outstanding.
Who would have thought, let's see, Brentwood Boulevard.
Obie Clark's.
Obie Clark's and Maggie O'Brien's would have some of the fine pizza in town.
And again,
Irish people can cook.
Yep.
Well, you demonstrated that when you made your Scouts pizza.
That's right. Thank you. Back in the day, I used to make some Greek food. I made spinach pie homemade.
Really?
With the phyllo. I haven't done it 17 years, I think, but I did it twice. So I can get around the kitchen, Frank.
The Greek kitchen. Have you been there yet? It's on Lindbergh.
Is it in Kirkwood?
In Kirkwood.
My mom went. I have not been.
Unbelievable. Great saganaki, moussaka, pasticcio.
Do they light it on fire? Do they, old school?
It's really good. The woman who runs it, her two sons run the Olympia. It's a long-standing Greek restaurant.
When I was a kid, my dad took me to a place in Chicago, and it was called Diana's, and it was a famous Greek restaurant, but it was in a terrible neighborhood. All I remember is them lighting the cheese on fire. I probably didn't like the taste of it.
Yeah.
But when you're a kid, it's the coolest thing. You're a pyromaniac, like Dr. Rick apparently still is, lighting those Pam cans on fire. But seeing that as a kid, the spectacle of it.
Oh, it's great.
And there was an owner. I must have been like 6 or 7, but I still remember the owner would get drunk and throw wine bottles against the wall, and they would smash. It was Diana's in Chicago. It was on the west side of town, and it was well known for just great Greek food, but it was in a terrible neighborhood.
I thought you were going to say the Greek Isles, which, if you were to ask Monique, her last meal on earth would be at the Greek Isles. It's the best Greek restaurant I've ever been to in Chicago. We always go there. So
if you guys are going out and you can only go Greek or Italian, who makes the call? Italian's more prevalent, right? I mean, easier to find.
Yeah.
Restaurant-wise.
I kind of do. I do a little bit more homework. But her Greek Isles is the best ever, so.
Strick will be here in the noon hour for our Wednesday hockey edition. Strick back from his trip with Biff to San Jose, a trip that he was talking about, I don't know if I really want to go.
And then we found out that he was drinking up a storm.
Hey, might have been a little. I'll get full details from Strick in the noon hour. But you got a pretty good life when on Friday you're hanging at Schneidhorst with Matthew Tkachuk for several hours. Then on Monday you're hopping on Goldfinger's plane out to San Jose.
Did you read the article about the Tkachuk household, how Robert Thomas gets to choose the cuisine that Mrs. Tkachuk makes because her two boys are not playing, so he gets to control whatever they eat?
I could hear Walt enforcing that. Shut up. Your team's out of it. Bossing it. Like, and if I'm those kids, even though I'm going to be having a ton of money,
yeah,
I don't know how soon I'd be moving out.
You're right.
Like, hey, Dad, I'm saving up a little bit. What are you talking about?
It is hard to believe that those three young men, they're probably not all teenagers because one of the Tkachuks is, you know, over 20. But those three young men could all eventually make $100 million apiece playing hockey. And right. They're all living in the same basement or house right now.
I think Walt has said that he still pays for everything. Like when the kid, like, just think you order a pizza at the Tkachuk house. Hey, Dad, the pizza's got here. Mom, do you got your checkbook? I'm like, excuse me? You guys both play in the NHL? You're going to make a ton of money? Wouldn't most kids ride that as long as they could?
Yeah, you're right. Speaking of families, how about the Currys last night combining for 39, 36 for Steph, and 3 for Seth?
I'm just disappointed. I wanted to see a better series, and I have a feeling it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Golden State, and then all you can do is look on the other side and think, is there any do you see Toronto or Milwaukee having a better chance? Milwaukee feels like they've got the star power, but, you know, Kawhi could take over a game. Maybe the Greek Freak isn't as well known. That could be an X factor. I just hope somebody can give Golden State a great series.
Yeah, I don't think a Kawhi Leonard team would be embarrassed in the finals. I may be wrong. He doesn't have the supporting cast that Steph has, but, boy, he's just something else. Gosh. You know, when he shoots 39 shots, it doesn't seem like he's a ball hog. Or is it 31 shots?
But when Kyrie does it.
Yeah, it seems terrible.
And Harden.
Because, you know, Kawhi gets assists with it. Kyrie will play 30 minutes and get one assist. So I'll tell you, this is really a great time to be a sports fan because every night you have an NHL game or an NBA playoff game, and, of course, you have the Cardinals too, which we haven't talked about at all, really.
And Flaherty, I was joking about a leadoff walk with an 11-zip lead. But on the whole, I think we were predicting yesterday, we were looking for 7 innings. He gave you 6 innings, the 3 runs. Certainly a ton of run support. But Jack Flaherty maybe slowly rounding into form. I think it was a couple of starts ago he had the 7 shutout innings. It'd be nice if somebody in that rotation just sort of takes off and is, you know, good every time out. Because they've had a guy be really good, then kind of step back, and then a guy just kind of be okay. It'd be nice if Flaherty get on some sort of roll here.
I mean, there's no question in my mind, I don't know how you feel, that if you want to, your area of concern for the Cardinals moving forward is not the offense, but rather the starting pitching. Not even the bullpen.
Correct. And we joked about Leon getting the ball last Thursday, and we said, how insulted are you when you're in the bullpen and the phone rings and it's 16-2 and they tell Dominic Leon, get loose? I think Luke Gregerson's kind of at that point, too. You got they have 14-3 lead. Like, let's get Luke a little bit of work here. That's going to be slightly humiliating, but it's also, if you're a Cardinal fan, that's when you want to see those guys.
A couple of business items before we get to the coveted hour. McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, is offering incredible deals throughout the entire month of May during their Memorial Day sales event. Buy a new McBride home in May. Receive $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Celebrate the season with incredible savings and move in before the end of the summer. They have nearly 40 communities, and all their homes are just unbelievable. Homes to fit every lifestyle, designed with you in mind. Big walk-in closets, big master bedrooms. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details. And Lakeside Roofing's reputation is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, and competitive pricing. Lakeside Roofing features the finest quality roofing materials, and they provide expert installation. Find them online at LakesideRoofing.com. All right, what do we have coming up in the coveted hour?
A little hockey breakdown with Strick. Everything you wanted to know about hockey, but we're afraid to add. We're 7 hours from game 3, and I'll tell you what, Maggie O'Brien's is jumping. Doesn't it feel like it's...
You're right.
It's about to tip.
5 o'clock.
One of those basketball crowds. We're about to walk across the street for the game to start. Place is buzzing here, and we're still... Folks are walking in, getting registered, because we're doing the Blues ticket giveaway at 3 o'clock. We'll do that live from Maggie O'Brien. Strick in the house. Andy Strickland next.